Well, this is interesting. Folks, you could tell stuff was beginning to turn the corner when in January, for the first time, illegal immigration became the number one issue in the country. And then you could tell things were changing when, for the first time, in another poll, a majority of Americans said for the first time that they wanted the Trump wall. You know, the one that Joe Biden disassembled, left rotting in the desert, and then sold off for pennies on the dollar for what you paid for it. So that his, in their mind, hopefully future voters could come in through the front door, back door. So, yeah, this Axios poll, though, is absolutely devastating for the Democrats and their voter drive. Because that's what this is. They get them, they want to get them here, and then they want to amnesty them, and they want to get them on the rolls. In fact, I opened the show this morning with, there is a very good chance these illegals are going to be voting because Joe has, get this, given more than a million of them Social Security numbers. I opened the show with that, and we'll be back on it later in a bit. It's a shocking new investigative report from the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal. But Axios has a new poll out. So Axios is a left-wing publication, okay? This is not us. Showing that attitudes toward legal immigration, the question of mass deportations, have changed. Americans never wanted to let go of an illegal. Once they got here, oh, you're one of us now. We don't want to hurt your feelings, send you back. Okay, we'll keep you. You're so cute. Not anymore. Half of Americans, including a plurality of Democrats, 42%, so plurality is obviously the biggest bunch of a group. Plurality of Democrats say they would support mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. Yeah, that's a Harris poll. That's a Democrat pollster. And Axios, a Democrat publication. That is devastating. 51% of the general public wants them gone. What does that mean? They are not going to tolerate an open border if they want the voters Joe already brought here to be removed. Can you imagine if they got real news? Can you imagine if they knew what I learned yesterday? Folks, we've been covering this for months now. How Joe Biden has been illegally flying illegal immigrants into the country. It's all illegal. And what he does to cover it, he has this CPB1 app, right? And you fill out the form. They don't really background check you. You fill out the form and they give you a QR code, and then you could just use that to go right through security at our airports. Again, anybody can generate an app with a QR code. It doesn't make you legal. This is Joe Biden partnering with the illegals to break the law, right? Well, remember they denied it. They said, no, we're not sneaking them in here. No, we're not flying them in here. No, we're not. And then they sent the media fact checkers out to lie. Well, the UK Daily Mail said, no, we're not letting you lie. You're doing it. And the proof of it has been coming out in court in this FOIA case. So in recent weeks, they've had to admit, okay, we did. And then they've had to admit how many times they did it. 300,000 illegals. A lot of them dumped in Florida, I think in a bid to turn it blue eventually. Because a lot of them were Haitians, and the Haitians tend to stay put. They tend to stick because there's a very established community in Florida. So when you look at this, look what's going on, right? 1,000 Republicans a day on average move to Florida. And Joe Biden is flying in on average 30,000 a month. Do the math. They're countering the moving vans. As fast as the moving vans are going, they're flying in illegally, breaking the law, foreign nationals, and dumping them. They were keeping it a secret. Well, we found out overnight from the Daily Signal, if you want to read the article, it's on my Twitter feed, Joe Biden has melded together, probably illegally, two parole programs. So when they get here, they get a Social Security number. Yeah. Now, there are categories of legal people who come in here with a visa for work. They'll get a temporary Social Security number. Illegals don't qualify. But he's giving them out anyway. Here's the problem. According to a voting law that passed in 2002, if they have a Social Security number, guess what? State's got to register them to vote. Can they check if they're illegal? Not easily. I mean, they could. They actually could easily check if Joe Biden's administration would give the states access to the database you need to check. But they're making it almost impossible for states to check. And after states jump through the hoops, you can only check one voter at a time. You're never going to finish by the election. How many of them did he give Social Security numbers to again overnight? 1 million. 300,000 flown illegally into the country that they lied and said weren't being flown in. They were. And then another 700,000 who filled out the app at the border and then just came right in through our ports of entry. And I think they're doing that to avoid the imagery of the crowds, the imagery of the illegals beating the border guard and the Texas National Guard and having to get arrested, knocking down fences, stuff like that. It's just, it's unsightly. So they just give them work papers, give them social security number, and in they go. If you want to read the article for all the details on how they're doing it. But here's the problem. It's so hard now to figure out if an illegal with a social security number is one of us. Are they a citizen or are they illegal? Boards of elections are not going to know in time for this election. How many? A million. Hmm. How many did how much did Joe Biden win by in the swing states? 43,000. See how this works? See how this works? Now, I want to be clear. Legally, they still can't vote, okay? That is still true, and that's what a Democrat would say if they were on the show. They legally can't vote. But if prosecutors can't even prove they're illegal, what does it matter? And the answer is it doesn't. It does. Folks, you're watching the wholesale just erasure of American citizenship. Anybody with a QR code they got in 15 minutes on an app is now equal to you, an American citizen. And it does not appear we can stop them from doing it. By the way, to the Republicans' credit, 21 states, including this one, sued to try to stop it. But a Democrat-appointed Texas judge said the states did not have standing and dismissed it. Listen to what he writes. In reaching this conclusion, the court does not address the lawfulness of the program. In other words, yeah, the program's illegal, but you can't stop it. Ha ha. That's what he would have said if he wanted to, if he could. We're in a mess, folks. We are in a mess. But the good news is Democrats are starting to agree with us. If 42% want these illegals deported, they want the border closed. They want the border closed. We just have to get this message out there. And Americans don't realize how bad it is. They have no idea.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.